This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number two on this Thanksgiving night. Yes, that's right. We are live on a holiday because that's what we do. We are live all the time. Well, not 24 hours a day, but, you know, like, every day,
hey, we're working
unless
on it.
unless there's you know, one of these special events where, you know, we're out at a conference somewhere, there's still a show and it's live-ish content, like it's recorded live, you know, so like it's kind of a time warp sort of thing, but nope, right now we are live. 855-450-FREE is how you can call in and join us. The us is Daryl.
Chris.
And Jackie.
And let's go to Timmy calling in from Boston, watching us on Twitch. Timmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good night. How is everybody doing tonight? I just wanted to call in. You guys are talking about Smear the Clear. And we played Smear the Queer.
But we didn't say the name of it, and yeah, I could tell that was going someplace bad.
That was very,
It was kind of okay, but, you know, whenever I see Twitch, I always think, you know, like, yeah, this is probably a prank call.
Yeah.
But he did a perfect Boston accent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead on. Perfect.
Now let's try the Discord call-in line, another place that I am wary. We've got Mark calling in. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh.
Hey, Mark.
Mark?
Oh, what's up, guys?
You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, I want to talk about Black Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's the same guy that called in like three times last night to do that exact same thing. Not not funny, really.
Come on.
Actually.
Who doesn't wake? I mean, they've had, you know, they woke up, they watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they've thrown the turkey in the oven. They had that big meal, you know, even if I missed the pumpkin pie, and probably had a few cocktails last night, maybe a few cocktails today, and they want to prank call a radio station.
Yeah, I don't think 12-year-olds are drinking cocktails.
You didn't grow up in my family then.
No, I did not. So during the first hour, we were talking about various non-political arguments. If you will.
Yeah, things you can argue about on Thanksgiving without getting into politics.
Yeah, so let's recap the ones that we talked about, plus the one not on your list from CNN, and really the only discussion that matters, turkey or ham.
Not even a point of discussion, but what CNN's list says is the first thing you can talk about is when to eat. I think we are all in sort of agreement here in the studio that it is sort of a mid to late afternoon. And Daryl was kind of an outlier there, saying, well, it depends on what time games are. And I get that because I think football is a traditional part of a lot of people's Thanksgivings.
Right.
Depending
on how you grew up,
right?
Maybe you have a couple different thing. So, you've got the mom side of the family, the dad side of the family. Maybe there's, you know, extended step family.
Oh, that's a big thing.
So
now
you have to coordinate.
Right.
Oh, we're going over to Nana and Papa's on Friday because that's the day that everybody can go there. We're going over to Mamaw's on Thursday around noonish, going over to the other grandparents for supper.
I think the destruction of the nuclear traditional family has led to much more turkey. You could probably trace an uptick in sales of turkeys due to...
Can we nuke the turkeys?
Is
that a proper way to cook one? Because that was another thing on the list of how to cook the turkey.
Well, let's cover these real quick. When do you eat? That was the first one we discussed. The second one was
what do you agreed upon time.
Right. What do you do before you eat? This is when things like touch football, if you're a Kennedy, or yep. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, like we did
or
today.
Or tackle football in the middle of the street.
There you go. How do you cook the turkey? That's one we discussed, whether to roast it, deep fry it, grill it. Take
you
pick.
Cook a ham.
Yeah, nobody does that. How to cook your stuffing. This was the innie versus the outie question. You have the turkey stuffed inside, or you cook it separately. But here's a question related to that last one, and that is it stuffing or is it dressing? This is a regional question.
Hold on, so dressing would be something like Thousand Island, ranch.
In your mind.
I can't think of any other salad dressings because I don't eat salad, because that's how you get E. coli.
So CNN posits that this may be a regional thing, sort of like Coke versus pop, or soda versus pop, you know what I mean? Different parts of the country say different things.
Right, and there are more than two. It's, you know, some places say pop, some say soda, some say cola, but if you're from the South...
It's just Coke.
It's all Coke.
Right.
And then, what type of Coke?
Yeah, well, it depends on whether you're in the Southern United States or in South America, and then Coke is very specific.
I'm with Daryl. I would call what we eat on Thanksgiving stuffing, and for me, dressing only refers to salad dressing.
Yeah, I've never really used the term dressing, but for some people, they think of dressing as if you were to bake your stuffing in the oven separate from the turkey, that would be called dressing, and then stuffing is what comes out of the bird, which you will eat.
So it's only stuffing.
On camera with no hands.
Yeah, it's only stuffing if you actually stuff it somewhere.
Seems
up
like
the turkey's butt, in this case. I mean, that's a reasonable semantic difference.
I thought so, too. Next one was, how do you cook the potatoes?
What kind of potatoes?
That's a good question right there.
They should always be mashed.
Always. See,
unless you're at Wendy's and you get a baked potato.
True, but most people don't probably go to Wendy's for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Some people may.
So, therefore... Potatoes are mashed.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, you should have mashed potatoes. If you have potatoes prepared any other way, it should be an additional second potato dish, not
maybe
the main
au gratin.
Dish.
Oh.
Au gratin, yeah. Also acceptable.
But, did neither of you grow up with sweet potatoes with little marshmallows
on them?
Yes,
so we do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
No, that's
sweet potatoes.
They're not potatoes, though.
That
they're
doesn't
mashed.
Count as potatoes.
Yeah, that doesn't count as potatoes. So
but
sweet potatoes.
They're mashed.
Or they can
or
be in chunks.
Or chopped up and, you know, served in little inch squares or things like that.
Now, those would be yams.
Here's a tip for anybody who is ever going to Thanksgiving dinner at a mosque. Dandy's marshmallows are halal or kosher because they do not have gelatin
in them.
Yes,
but those are the ones that we purchased.
We had to track them down because I wanted to bring, you know, sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on top, as is traditional. And then I found out they have, I did not know this, the gelatin in most marshmallows is made from pork. So
I knew that.
I did not know that.
Sina, is pork really the predominant source of gelatin?
Yes.
I saw your post, and I know that they also use cow's hooves and horse's hooves and stuff like that.
It may be that they mix it all together, but if it has gelatin, you don't know that it's not pork.
Right, but if you buy something that is halal friendly, then you know it's not pork.
Now, one thing that I noticed about these particular marshmallows, they toasted. They did not melt.
Yes. So when we cooked them, and they were still very delicious. You know how, like, you get kind of that, when you cook the sweet potatoes with the marshmallows on them, they kind of turn into a goo, and it may have been just the temperature I was cooking them at, but they were delicious. They tasted like regular marshmallows. They toasted up nicely, but they sort of held
their form.
Yeah, their structural
it's
integrity
like vegan
under
cheese.
Yeah.
Vegan cheese will get gooey, but it does not melt.
So if I were to build, like, say, a World Trade Center out of marshmallows, this would be a good one to resist things like thermite.
Jet fuel doesn't melt halal marshmallows.
Is that the new line? I think you're right, Darryl.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind on this Thanksgiving night episode.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line for how you can call in and join us. There's also the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord, of course, being a sort of series of chat rooms on various servers, and there are different servers for different things. And Chris, Jackie, I think both of you are in the Discord.
We are.
Keeping an eye on all the Discordians. Are they called Discord? Well, what are Discord users called?
Discordites.
Trolls.
Discordites. Trolls. Yes. See, that's why the Discord people don't like me, is because I refer to them as trolls.
I think they now wear it as a badge of honor. So they're proud of their trolliness.
Yeah. So speaking of, let's go to someone that may or may not actually be a troll. We've got FBI Floorman calling in on the Discord. FBI Floorman, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I just want to congratulate you guys on almost 60,000 views.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's that same guy.
Wow.
Come on.
It's the same troll.
Come up with a better prank, dude.
Trollerson on the Discord troll call-in lines. Come up with a better hobby.
Come on. It's a good hobby.
Or at least a better prank, like a better crank call, like just blasting noise is so dull. Like I liked it when God called in with the echoing sound effect to tell us that we were sinners who were going to hell. That was a good crank call.
Satan called in a couple nights later, and then Satan called in one night and was interrupted
by God.
By God,
yes.
That was
good.
Yeah, if you want to get on the radio with your crank call, you know, put some effort into it.
Well, I think there's a long history of trolliness in talk radio. And, I mean, I you know, not to mention another show, but come on, people calling in and going, Baba Booey. I mean, that's a classic. Yeah. Who doesn't still love that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but
I didn't realize anybody actually enjoyed it. I just thought it happened.
Call it what you wish. Hey, you want to talk about some more things we can fight about on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, let's fight.
It's been basically one big long argument in here since we got here, and I really enjoyed it. This brings to me all the magic that is Halloween. Where do you sit the kids? Do you sit
on
at the
roof, obviously.
Do you sit them at the main table, or do you get a kid's table? What do you guys think?
I think you have them at the main table where they can teach a seminar on all the different types of Pokemon and how to get away from creepers in Minecraft. I think what was
and I was,
you're wearing
I was
a
being
Pokemon
given,
hat.
Yeah, this is what Daryl was subjected to. And what is it you said, honey? You said, little children are saying confusing things to me.
Why are there so many little kids talking about strange things? I'm not even high right now.
Because, you know, Muslims traditionally have larger families, so
right,
Will has a million children.
There was one kid that was explaining to somebody something about Pokemons and Pikachus.
And he was dressed in a Pikachu onesie.
Yes, and then there was one dressed in a Minecraft onesie explaining to me that in Minecraft, if you build a fence, you can make moose and bulls just appear.
Right.
And then, after they kill each other, they turn into gold.
See, now what's not to like about that, Daryl?
Now,
what you're experiencing are generational issues.
He kept asking me, have you ever seen this in Minecraft? And I was like, no.
You know what?
No, I haven't.
Daryl?
I've never even actually seen a moose. I have seen as many moose as I have seen Sasquatch.
Take a deep breath.
In the real world.
In the real world. I have seen zero moose, zero Sasquatch.
Daryl, how you felt today is how we all feel when you bring up professional wrestling.
Oh, yes.
That's very much, it's exactly the same thing. You will start off on some tirade about Big Chief Wampum Zing in his last bout with Garantula or something like that. Nobody knows what you're talking about. You experienced that today through the gift of children.
Yes.
Yes. I just think it's so use it as a learning experience, Daryl. But the question is, where do you seat the kids? Do they sit at the big parents' table, Or do they
get
their little kids tickets?
I will say it depends.
Okay.
How large of a table do you have? How many total people? If you've got a table that seats eight people, you've got four adults, four kids, they all sit at the same table.
My parents would have said, yeah, go set up a card table in the other room.
If you've got a table that seats six people, and you've got five adults and four kids, you set up a card table, the kids sit at a card table.
My parents' answer was always, you set up the card table.
It depends on how many people can fit at the table.
Okay, fair enough. Jackie, are you in concurrence with...
I think it depends on the age of the children.
Right.
I think if they're not... If they're small enough that somebody needs to feed them or keep them in their seat or keep them from screaming, then it's probably best if they have a kids' table with an adult supervisor there. If they're old enough and well-behaved enough to sit amongst adults, even if they're going to chatter about Pokemon and Minecraft and whatnot. So the two older boys that we were talking to, I think if there were, it was big enough, they, I think, were old enough to be at an adult table if it was big enough. But the smaller ones that needed to be fed and kept in their seats probably wouldn't have gone as well at the adult table.
The most annoying thing to me was when you were young and you thought you were old enough to sit at the adult's table, but your parents keep putting you at the kid's table. That's annoying. That was just one of those things that would set kids off. I'm sure it still does. They even bother with...
Let me ask this question. And, you know, for me, I think it depended on, like, which side of the family I was on, whether there was a kid's table or not at different holiday events. But I was fairly close in age with most of my cousins, so there wasn't, like, you know, any huge age gap. So we liked hanging out together anyway. So does that sort of play a difference? So if your nearest cousin is 5 years different in age, maybe when you're 12, you don't want to be hanging out with a 7-year-old at the kid table. But if you're 10 and they're 9, you're going to kind of, you know, have something in common and, you know, like your cousins,
I guess. It depends on it. I think that's the point of CNN throwing these questions together, because we argue about all these.
So what was your experience? So, was there a big age gap between you and the rest of the cousins?
No. And it was usually, it was either cousins or friends and stuff like that. It was usually around the same thing. I just remember once I hit like 13, 14, 15, I kind of felt like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with the 5- and 6-year-olds. That's not going to happen. So at that point, you start to, you know, now it's a badge of honor. It's, you know, your first time to get to sit at the big folks' table.
Yeah.
All right. So we talked about where do you seat the kids. Let's see what's next on our holiday argument list. Ooh, we're gonna have to go. We'll be back, but then we'll get into the whole cranberry sauce question. This is a big one.
And there's a very clear, obvious, correct answer that we'll get into. Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is spending his Thanksgiving at his Mar-a-Lago resort, which he has nicknamed the Southern White House. Now, the president also spent time thanking our troops for their service.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else, and it is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaking with people eating at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I'm thankful for my children. They're wonderful, beautiful people, and I'm thankful for that.
Here at the Tavern Restaurant and Bar in Fayetteville, the majority of people say they are thankful for...
For my family, my beautiful family.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free line for how you can call us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. It's a news source for a lot of things crypto, and of course they've been keeping an eye on their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. They've been keeping an eye on what some are referring to as the hash war. I've been referring to it as the nerd fight, where Bitcoin Cash, BCH, is maybe splitting. And, you know, it was really an inconvenient time for that to happen, because it wasn't long ago that Bitcoin.com announced a partnership with eGifter, where you can actually buy gift cards with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. As far as I know, that is still functional. Head over to giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card that you want. And again, not all of our listeners live in the U.S. Some people are international listeners, so make sure that whatever gift card that you're choosing is available where you live. Follow the instructions on the screen. Make the payment. And then sit tight, and the gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. Giftcards.bitcoin.com.
hundreds to choose from. Among them, Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and many, many more. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Let's head to the Discord call-in line where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Stefan.
Hey. I wanted to talk about Thanksgiving in general.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
As I kind of did last year, as I said, it seems like we all get too caught up in, you know, in the meals and, you know, getting together with the families, which is always a great thing. But it seems we get too involved with the politics and, you know, which you made my grandmother's house a living hell today. But we seem to forget exactly what the holiday is about, which is showing thanks for a lot of different things. And I think I'm just going to repeat what I did last year and ask each one of you what you are thankful for this year.
Jackie?
Why are you starting with me?
You.
Putting me on the
spot.
Say
Daryl, yeah. It's easy.
Yes, I am. I'm thankful for Jess Mears. She's the membership manager at Libertarian Party National Headquarters, setting me up with Daryl Perry. As we are both Libertarian Party members, we are very happy
long
with
time.
How she managed us. And
yes.
Yes. So it's just, we would have never met. And she actually had setting us up in mind when she invited Daryl to come down and run in the race that he was in town for when we met.
Anything else? Because that's sort of, I'm going to say,
you
know, like,
fishing here, Daryl?
It might be, you know, kind of a cop out of you're saying that because I'm sitting right across from you.
No, I mean, that really is the number one best thing in my life right now is I met my soulmate and I'm so in love.
Oh,
if
Jesus.
You're watching us on Twitch right now, we were just holding hands across
yeah.
the table.
This is the hell I must endure every
yeah.
Thursday night.
Hey, it's better than when I was sitting close enough to be able to slide over and give him a kiss on the air. So
yes.
Now at least we're separated.
Which is why I had to sit between these two.
Yeah, we're now chaperoned.
Chris, what are you thankful for?
I think
chaperoning.
What's that?
He said
chaperoning.
Yeah. No, I think it's easy to, from a liberty point of view, it's easy to look at a lot of the disasters we have in this country, freedom-wise, and what I think I'm thankful for is what I see is more and more people opening their eyes to ideas of liberty, and I'm so thrilled by so many people getting into crypto. Now, today's like as depressing a day in crypto price-wise as you could ever imagine, but it opens people up to the idea that maybe government shouldn't have a monopoly on our money, and if you can have that conversation, then you can open it up to what else should government not have a monopoly on? And there's a lot of things to talk about. So overall, I'm thankful for social media and this ability to get the word out to lots and lots of people, and hopefully it'll spur some change in our futures.
And for me, I'm probably going to say what I think I said last year, and I'm not taking the easy way out here, but I'm going to say I'm thankful for my health. And, Jackie, you read my latest book, and you
yes.
cringed, like, every two sentences reading the first chapter where I talk about a bunch of different injuries that I've had. So I've not always been healthy. And if I weren't, then I never would have run that 5K down in D.C., never would have met Jackie. There are a lot of experiences that I never would have had. Running the New York City Marathon was just an absolutely amazing thing that I did 3 weeks ago, almost. And, you know, that never would have happened if I were still well over 300 pounds and did no physical activity.
Yeah.
And I'm a hypochondriac. I wish I could be thankful for my health.
Well,
so what are you thankful for, Stefan?
Oh, first of all, probably my wonderful husband, Alexander, for changing my life this year.
Nice.
And second of all, that Free Talk Live is still around. As said, if it wouldn't have been for me just flipping to C-SPAN on a random day and hearing from Daryl, I would have never become a libertarian. And honestly, you know, getting more involved with the Libertarian Party as a whole, you know, I'm just thankful that I can see room for improvement and a path forward for liberty. And the last thing I'll say I'm thankful for, I'm thankful that Joshua Smith got his butt handed to him at the convention.
I think everyone is.
Well, there are some people that have no clue who he is, and Stefan, thank you for the call. But yes, there's a large segment of the Libertarian Party that is happy that
Joshua Smith is
the guy that was, you know, seen as like the main opposition to the current chair of the party, wound up doing, shall we say, miserably in that election.
And he's just been an embarrassment ever since.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I was a stick with Nick, and I'm glad we stuck with Nick, supporter Nick Sarwark.
So, Chris, there are still things that CNN says that we should argue about
instead of
that
politics.
Are not political.
Yes.
Involving Turkey Gobble Day, where one should actually eat ham because it is the superior food.
No.
So some of the other things is, what time do you eat? Where do the kids sit? What do you do before you eat?
How do you prepare the potatoes? So on and so on. But we haven't solved this dilemma of cranberry sauce.
The obvious answer is, it comes in a large can, you open the can.
Right.
Now, there could be discussion of, do you use an automatic can opener? Do you use a hand crank?
Well, there's also two kinds of cranberries you can get out of the can, at least here in America. You can get the cranberry jelly, which is the
stuff. Oh, that cranberry sauce better look like a big, giant, round circle.
Right. Okay, the other one is, you know, cranberry sauce, which will have
cranberries
in it.
So there's the cranberry stuff that is in that big, round tube.
Yep.
When it comes out of the can. That is the only proper cranberry sauce. Everything else is wrong.
Yeah, I want to see it jiggle. I think of that as definitely a traditional Thanksgiving staple. I appreciate other cranberry sauces, but I don't even think of them really as the same dish.
Yeah, like, I don't either. So we were asked to bring some cranberry sauce to where we went. That was that and some other stuff. It was just going to be kind of pick food. We did a cranberry salsa, which turned out really nice. That was with a little bit of cilantro.
What is this, Iron Chef America?
Yeah, it was good.
I prepared a cranberry salsa.
It was easy. It was super easy. You get a couple things of cream cheese. You blend up some
cream cheese in your cranberry sauce?
To dip. So it was a dip. So you got your layer of cream cheese, and then you got this cranberry salsa, and then you got crackers. It was great.
We can figure out what drugs he's on in a moment. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. Now you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about, well, some of the non-political arguments that people have on Thanksgiving, at least according to CNN, and I'm fairly certain that we can come up with other topics of discussion to be had about Thanksgiving. Again, ham, far superior to turkey. We'll get back to the calls in just a second. But I want to first make sure that I tell you about something that libertarians have wanted for a while. I can think of at least a decade where I've heard libertarians asking for this particular thing. And that is a directory of liberty-minded businesses, or rather businesses owned and operated by liberty-minded individuals. Well, we're helping build liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like a Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can actually connect and share with other users. Use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And since it's free to use, we can't give you a discount because, you know, what they say, you can't divide by zero. But we can get you a really cool badge to go on your profile. So over on, I think it's the right-hand side where it says, you know, do you have a code? input FTL, as in Free Talk Live, and then you get a really cool special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, use code FTL to get that listener badge. And if you add a lot of things, you know, they have to actually be legitimate businesses, events, content, etc. But the more things you add, the more little badges you get. And it's been a while since I've been to the site to look at my profile, but I know I have several special badges for adding various content because I've added a bunch of stuff over there at liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll get back into the discussion about, you know, cooking with Chris, where he puts, like, what was it? Avocado cheese in cranberry or something? We'll figure it out.
Hey, it was tasty. We'll talk about it.
I'm sure it was. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, gentlemen. I wanted to talk about more of what happened with the Libertarian Party when running for offices in New Hampshire.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
So one of the benefits of having them run is that it sort of fleshes out the authorities. You know, the authorities pull out all the stops, it seems like, that they can think of to try and show how the elections are not free and fair. And it undermines faith in the government. That's a good thing.
True. I see where you're coming from there.
What specifically are you referring to? Like, what specific actions in the elections this year in New Hampshire?
Well, there were many, but one that seems like it didn't get talked about was really sort of the most obvious one, and that was just the way they looked on the ballot. Republicans are just listed as Republicans, the Democrats are listed as Democrats, and Libertarians, even though they had the same ballot access, supposedly, they'd done all the gone through all the same hoops, they were listed as Libertarian and other candidates in the column, at least on my ballot. Right.
Yeah.
Yep, that's how it was statewide across New Hampshire. And New Hampshire, one of either four or five states that still uses this absolutely horrible thing called the party column ballot, to where candidates are organized by party instead of organized specifically by office, where if you look at a municipal election ballot where those things are nonpartisan, they group the candidates, everybody running for mayor, right, everybody running for city council, everybody running for, you know, fill in the blank, and they're organized by office. For partisan things in New Hampshire, they do group them by party. And yeah, there was actually a lawsuit about something completely unrelated to party columns, but the court made some kind of ruling about party columns, and it was determined that the Secretary of State, under his infinite wisdom, could decide that if a party did not have a quote-unquote full slate, which is not defined anywhere,
right,
then the Secretary of State could combine that entity with either another party or all of the candidates that petition under various labels. And one thing that's interesting, no party has a full slate, if by full slate you mean a candidate for every office.
Including Democrats or Republicans.
Yes.
Yeah. I was really disappointed to see that, and I don't know if I just don't remember it from the last election. Actually, there weren't Libertarians last time, that's why. But it is. It's one of those things that just makes it really easy for people to just say, well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to vote everybody in this column.
Yeah, I just moved here from Virginia, where offices were organized by office and not by party. And when I saw the party column ballot in the sample ballots, my heart sank. And I knew immediately it was going to make it much, much more difficult for our candidates to win votes. And then when I had to go vote absentee, because I was out of town campaigning for a Libertarian over in Rochester on Election Day, it was very easy to go down and vote a straight Libertarian ticket because, you know, we had more candidates in Keene than the Republicans did. But I realized that's really, really going to hurt our vote percentages because a lot of people are going to do what I did and just vote for the candidates from their party and not switch back and forth.
Right.
Well, the other difficulty for me was, like, when I saw that, I luckily looked at a sample ballot first. I could not actually just off the top of my head, I couldn't vote for all those candidates in that libertarian category because I wasn't sure they were libertarians. I didn't want to vote for a Green. So I had to actually research the names of all these people. Who else is going to do that? I mean, there's probably no one else in my town that did that. You know?
And there were only two or three candidates that were independent candidates that even successfully petitioned onto the ballot.
In the entire state.
In the entire state. And I believe they had notation next to their name, independent.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, now, Daryl, what's the status on the Secretary of State who's been making that decision? I know there's a new state legislature coming in.
Yeah. Right. So that election, New Hampshire's one of those states to where certain things get elected by the legislature. And the Secretary of State election is December 5th. And there is an actual challenger to him this year. I'm hoping that there's not some procedural mess up that winds up preventing him from actually being a challenger, because I know that that was used the last time somebody tried to challenge the Secretary of State.
You're saying the guy in charge of elections might do something to declare the election against him to be invalid?
Don't we have something special we've been thinking about doing on December 5th?
People have talked about throwing some kind of party. I don't know the details, and I don't really want to talk about it because, again, I don't know the details, and I don't know if it's happening. But if it does happen, we'll probably talk about it that night.
Is it going to be a remember the 5th of December?
No.
Type thing?
No. Damn it.
But maybe if you're in New Hampshire and you want to see better election laws and policies in New Hampshire, it may be fun for you to be
at the State House
on
December 5th.
December 5th. Just consider that a save the date, but we can't tell you what for yet.
Dave?
Okay, good.
Final thoughts?
And thank you. That actually was what I was going to talk about next, was that the Libertarian Party, I thought, for once, I've never been suckered into a Libertarian Party election before. This is the first time I ever got excited about something like that. I always just ignored them. But you guys seem to have a good team, and you're organized and active, and so I really paid attention. I went out and voted for you heavily. I publicized you on talk radio and everything. But the performance was so dismal that I have to think that maybe if such a great team does so badly, maybe the entire process needs to be rethought, and something outside the box needs to happen. Maybe, like, sounds like you're trying a publicity stunt on December 5th or something. That, publicity stunts would be a good thing. For the Libertarian Party to do things that are just outside the political system might be more effective. And, of course, we've already had a lot of luck running Libertarians as Republicans and Democrats. That's what seems to be the most effective inside.
That is also very effective at perpetuating the duopoly and the status quo. Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live on Thanksgiving.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.